Might as well let you in between the sheets. By Giddy Geek. Read by Library Chick 94. Fandom, Hawaii 50. Pairing, Steve, Danny. No rating listed. Steve's slept in a lot of weird places, in and out of combat zones, hospitals, ships, aircraft, even on the back of a camel that one time. There have been more than a few memorable nights spent trying to sleep in a tree. But the thing about sleeping in a bed, a broad, comfortable bed with soft sheets in a quiet room where he feels safe. The thing about it is that given a good bed and a little time, he wants to snuggle up and enjoy it. And his bed is good. It's not too firm, his sheets are awesome, and the pillows, he hadn't known how bad he wanted pillows as thick as a human body until he had them. In the absence of a living, breathing, warm, and sleepy bed partner, well, the pillows would have to do. The day he'd bought his new sheets, he'd felt almost like he was doing something illegal, immoral, against the guy code. He hadn't had a place of his own in so long that he didn't even own stuff, like pillows and lamps and griddles or whatever. He'd come around to thinking it was better that way, easier to just be able to pick up and go, good for the soul of a soldier to not get too comfortable. He kept looking over his shoulder as he wheeled the cart full of sheets and the pillows he'd actually lost a minute to hugging up to the cashier. He wouldn't have been surprised to see Danny there somehow, leaning against the counter, arms crossed, ankles crossed. Danny would have been all raised eyebrows and badge pinned to his belt, ready to mock Steve, or take him down for the unbelievably lame act of buying nice things. Danny hadn't been there, but he'd wandered into Steve's house while Steve was making his bed. Steve looked up, and there Danny was, standing in the doorway, hip cocked. He had a lollipop poking out of his mouth, and he nodded at the bed, pointing with a stick. "What's this, McGarrett? You got a housewarming present? A gift certificate to, like, Bed Bath & Hedonism or something?" "Or something," Steve said, snapping out the top sheet. He realized at the last second that he didn't have to make it tight, neat as a pin, and he let the sheet float down. It settled messy and loose, like he'd just gotten out of the bed and barely bothered to turn it back up. He nodded, satisfied, and tossed Danny a pillow and a case. "You're going to be sneaking in. You can do me a favor." "It'd be harder to sneak if you had an alarm," Danny said, but he caught the pillow and the case and set to work, coming closer. "You'd make me give you the code," Steve said. He finished stuffing his pillow into the case and tossed it onto the bed. Not too neat, not too centered. It looked good like that. He nodded, satisfied, and took a step back. He bumped Danny with his shoulder, grinning at him. "I figure if I can't keep you out, I might as well let you in." Danny gave him a quick smile, lips curving, lollipop stick pressing into the bottom one, a flash of his tongue. His eyes crinkled up at the corners, all these lines like he'd spent more time smiling than Steve would have ever guessed. He still had Steve's other pillow in his hands. Just like that, Steve could see it. He could see Danny in his bed, Danny helping him make it up, Danny helping him wreck it. He wanted to take the pillow out of Danny's hands and toss it with the other one on the bed, then push him back onto it and just go, mess everything up, fuck everything up. He took a step back, turned blindly for his bedroom door, and said, "I'll be downstairs." After a minute, Danny followed him down. He didn't say anything, even though Steve knew it had gotten awkward up there. He tapped two fingers against Steve's arm, left them, a spot of warmth on Steve's bare skin. He said, "You got any more of these lollipops hanging around? Because I am discovering an unknown love for hard candy you don't even know." And Steve was grateful, took the opening to say, "Stolen hard candy? I thought you were a law-abiding kind of guy." "Hidden depths, babe," Danny said, with a waggle of his eyebrows. He tapped Steve's arm again and smirked, sauntering to the door. Steve watched him go, shaking his head when Danny opened the door with a flourish and waved a hand at him. "Now, you want to go solve something? Maybe cancel the black mark of this purloined candy off my record?" "You know, your depths are not that hidden," Steve said. "Or that deep, actually." And he followed his partner outside, bickering comfortably, leaving his nice, soft, dangerous bed behind. Later, when he finally staggered home and dragged himself upstairs to sleep, the pillows were piled against each other. Steve stopped in his tracks for a second, then pulled back the sheets. thinking about Danny's hands, about his smile, about the curl of his tongue around the candy. He settled down, snuffled into his pillow a little, just getting to know it, that was all. He wasn't wondering if he could smell Danny's cologne on it like he was some sappy teenager or something. He couldn't, probably, but it was so good anyway. It was so fucking comfortable to curl up like that. He fell asleep between one breath and the next. Steve couldn't keep from fucking everything up forever. He'd known it. He kind of thought Danny had known it right from that moment. And it turned out that Danny was even better for cuddling than Steve's excellent new pillows. He came to Steve practically all trained up for cuddling. He'd been married for a long time. He had a little girl. He had this massively affectionate thing going on. It was practically instinctive. He didn't even balk at the idea of staying the night. Steve finally got him into a bathing suit. And then cracked. Just broke. Danny had these ridiculous hip bones hiding under his stupid loose trousers. He had muscled thighs and solid calves, had shoulders that were maybe more broad than Steve's. He had such narrow hips, such a tight ass, that Steve couldn't even joke about it. He just had to get his hands on it. He got his hands on a lot of things, actually. His hands and his mouth, and maybe a little bit of both their cum, about which Danny complained. Right before he dragged his blunt fingers through the mess on his belly and licked them clean. Steve stared at him and felt a little bit breathless, like Danny had socked him in the ribs instead of tasting them all mixed together on his own skin. "Bed," Steve said, the word coming out like he could barely work a language, like Danny had somehow disconnected his mouth from his brain. "Now." "Caveman," Danny said, smirking. But he followed Steve up the stairs, bitching about sandburn on his ass cheeks and his knees and his left hip. "McGarrett, seriously, seriously. If I get, like, seashells in your sheets, it's your own damn fault," he said, crawling between Steve's sheets and settling down, a wriggle here, a foot kicking free of the covers there, his hair messy against the pillowcase. "I'll sell him down by the seashore," Steve said, watching him and grinning, grinning so big it looked stupid. And he knew it, but he didn't stop it, because this wasn't messed up. This wasn't fucked up at all. This was perfect. "Come here," Danny said, twitching impatiently and looking at Steve with gleaming eyes, bright blue even in the moonlight. You, just come here, right now. You want tongue twisters? I'll show you tongue twisters. That's all I'm saying." Steve took another good long look at Danny, all howlay pale, freckled and hairy, and curled up between the creamy soft sheets, then went there. Steve crawled in with him, crawling in on him, getting Danny all wrapped up and dragged against his chest, pinned down like a teddy bear, and complaining about it. "I am no man's little spoon, McGarrett," Danny said, pushing at Steve's arms, nudging his knees against Steve's, frowning at him. Since Danny knew pretty much exactly where to hit if he really wanted to get free, though, Steve didn't take him too seriously. He just rearranged himself, liking the new position even better. Danny half under him and right in kissing range, and heaved a satisfied sigh. "I don't think I like what this says about your childhood," Danny says, wiggling a little, like he was testing to see if Steve really had him. Steve relaxed against him, confident that he did, that he had Danny, that he'd have him again, all right. "I told you before, I got hugged, Danny," Steve said, ducking his head down. Danny kissed him, lips slick against his, mouth hot. No, not the hugs, not... "I just don't like the idea that one of your parents was part octopus," Danny said. He was sliding his arm under Steve, though, maybe resigned to his fate, maybe just ready to snuggle back. "I am a little uncomfortable with the idea of sleeping with a sea creature, okay?" His forearm braced against Steve's side, hand hot against his skin. Steve pushed back and felt Danny's grip tighten. Good. Excellent. Perfect. "You love this," he said, and nuzzled Danny's cheek. It curved up as Danny smiled. "Maybe it's not too bad," Danny said, giving in, all mock reluctance and bare legs twining with Steve's. "I mean, it's probably better to be trapped in a bed with an octopus than a boa constrictor, am I right?" Steve pushed back again just to feel Danny hold him even more firmly. "Absolutely," he murmured, and kissed Danny, again and again, until they were less cuddling and more rutting against each other, gasping in intent. They lost the top sheet at some point. The bottom sheet pulled loose of the mattress and tangled around the bed. The pillows ended up on the floor. Steve didn't miss any of them at all. The end. The written work can be found at giddygeek.livejournal.com/258439.html.